The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and welcome to The Raw Truth Radio Show. Hey, you guys are continuing to follow us on Facebook. We're loving it. Please continue to. It's The Raw Truth Radio Show, or you can visit my website, rawfoodexpress.com. And by the way, guys, if you have any questions for me today or tomorrow or in the future, please feel free to give me a call at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Now, as you know, we're going to talk about a few little current events, and then we're going to go into the, I didn't know that. So the chef is going to be at next Monday. I will be with the American Librarian Association down at the Las Vegas Convention Center, and we'll be doing a presentation there twice a day for that whole day. And we're going to be in front of about 35,000 attendees at the convention center. And we're going to talk about raw food and healthiness and how do we go about doing it and what do we need to get started and all that kind of good stuff. The other thing we're going to be doing is the next day, which is July 1st, we're going to be at the Suncoast Hotel, and the chef is going to be in the chef's corner. And also I'm going to be interviewing James Cannon, which is Nick Cannon's dad, of the America's Got Talent fame. So James is going to be a motivational speaker. He's also going to be doing a book signing, and we're going to be having a luncheon. So if you guys are interested, you need to check us out. You're going to go to lvbnm.com, and you'll be able to find information about tickets and times and so on and so forth. Okay, now, as you know, we are always looking at the top of the hour to play my favorite game, and that's, I didn't know that. So today, we're going to talk about the importance of both chromium and vanadium, and they pretty much go hand in hand. I'm going to pretty much stick with the chromium side of it today because it does play a much major role in our body and as far as diabetes and so on and so forth. And our topic for today is healthy blood sugar. So let's talk about the trace mineral chromium. How effective is chromium in lowering blood sugar and glucose? Well, first of all, number one, chromium is an essential trace mineral. Because of the small amounts, chromium is necessary for human health. It's important in processing carbohydrates and fats. Number three, it helps cells respond properly to insulin. It makes blood sugar available to the cells for fuel. Number four, the USDA says that 90% of the U.S. population is deficient in chromium due to either low soil levels or low organic veggies and fruits, meaning that we're not eating enough, or the fact that we're eating a lot of high junk food in general. Number five, as we age, chromium has a much lower absorption rate. So folks, those of us that are over the age 40, we have a much higher risk. And remember, as we've been talking about for the last 12 weeks, all of our minerals are cofactored. So you know if you're missing chromium, you're missing the other 59. Number six, because adequate dietary chromium helps us to maintain insulin sensitivity, a deficiency in chromium excuse me, is going to contribute to the development of diabetes and other metabolic disorders. So even if you have a little minor chromium deficiency, you can produce problems in the blood as far as sugar metabolism. Number 8, chromium can contribute to symptoms of anxiety and or fatigue. Number 9, chromium can also alter cholesterol metabolism. Number 10, chromium will accelerate atherosclerosis or the hardening of arteries. Number 11, decrease growth in young people. Number 12, delayed healing after you've been injured or after surgery. So you can see that chromium plays a critical role, and particularly in lowering blood sugar. And since our topic today is healthy blood sugar, we're going to segue right into that very shortly. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, the combination of chromium and vanadium is hand in hand. They both pretty much do the same thing, but they both also are needed for great and good healthy blood sugar. So now let's switch gears and let's talk about healthy blood sugar. Healthy blood sugar is also known as diabetes, brittle diabetes, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, syndrome X, insulin resistance. They're all basically the same disease, folks. And what you're going to learn is that, what do you do about it? What can you do about it? What's it all about? Where does it come from? You're going to hear things today that you may find interesting as we continue to educate you on how your body works. So people are suffering needlessly, particularly in the case of type 2 diabetes. So metabolic syndrome, syndrome X, insulin resistance are all the same diseases as I just mentioned. They're just being called by different names. Whether it's a piano or a piano or a creek or a crick, they're basically all the same. Now, these are what are considered pre-diabetic conditions. So if you hear your doctor tell you that you're borderline diabetic, guess what? You better accept the fact that you're diabetic. You're pre-diabetic, but it's just a moment before your car that's hanging off the edge of the cliff is going to go over the edge. Now, we have a very persistent myth in this country that healing the body is complicated. Trust me, healing is as easy as Lionel Richie says, easy like Sunday morning. Surgery is what's complicated. So from a holistic or a naturopathic point of view, they look at the cause of the illness. They decide to stimulate the body's ability to fix itself. We're going to give the body what it needs to fix itself, and we're going to support and promote the body's ability to fix itself. Now, we know that drugs and surgery will not do this for us. If you have type 2 diabetes because of a chronic mineral deficiency, cutting out your pancreas or taking insulin or taking metformin or some other diabetic medication is not going to put the nutrients back into your body that your body needs to fix itself. However, the Youngevity product line, they have products that work very well for diabetes due to the extensive research work that's been done by Dr. Joel Wallach. Specifically, an article that he wrote and a book that he wrote called Diseases of Exotic Animals. It's in the Smithsonian. It's a national treasure. This research work was done between 1971 and 1983. $25 million of research, 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries. Dr. Wallach's work has made it easy to apply basic and effective medical nutrition. Now, as we said at the very beginning of the show, we said over 900 diseases are caused by mineral deficiency. The majority of chronic diseases are caused by nutritional deficiencies. The reason why people get type 2 diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure, obesity, fibromyalgia, polycystic ovarian syndrome, migraine headaches, eczema, psoriasis, and many more are because of the fact that the body has run out of the nutrients that it needs to keep itself healthy. So guess what? Because of the lack of nutrients, something in your body breaks. When this something in your body breaks, what do? We go run to the medical doctor, and he's either going to prescribe drugs or surgery. Drugs nor surgery will not fix the problem. Drugs or surgery will not fix the problem. They will only manage the problem. And the biggest irony to all of this is that MDs don't practice health care. They practice disease management. MDs don't practice health care. They practice disease management. Okay? Now, the vast majority of chronic diseases are caused by nutritional deficiencies, and guess what? They're eliminated by good nutrition. And when people come into my store or my restaurant, they're always questioning me about vitamins and mineral supplementations. Oh, what about this, and how many should I take, and can it be toxic, and how many, and how much, and so on and so forth. But at the same time, they're taking poisonous and lethal prescription drugs, and they say absolutely nothing. Sounds a little weird, huh? When you ignore your body's nutritional needs and instead choose to manage the symptoms with drugs, we all lose. Since we've been letting the doctors drive the bus, we've gotten sicker and sicker and sicker. Obesity is on the rise. Type 2 diabetes is on the rise. Arthritis is on the rise. The war on cancer, as far as I'm concerned, it's been lost. Heart disease is unchanged, been this way for the past 100 years. We're lucky if we even make it into our 80s, where we really have the genetic potential to live to be over 120 in good health. The MDs have provided us with lousy health outcomes, and we have come to expect it. Our families, our neighbors, our friends, our business associates, they're all dropping like flies. Because why? They don't have this information. Chronic illnesses are rooted in bad nutrition. Chronic illnesses are rooted in bad nutrition. Now, there are medical professionals out there who are trained to fix bad nutrition, and it's your holistic and naturopathic doctors. They are the ones with the most experience in using medical nutrition. Let's take a look at some startling facts. 366 million diabetics worldwide. This is doubled what it was 30 years ago. While the MDs have been driving the bus and looking for some mysterious gene defect, the numbers of diabetes have doubled. These numbers don't reflect the huge number of kids who are obese and are now having an increased risk for this disease. One-third, actually, I believe it's closer to 50%, of the U.S. population of our children are obese. They are extremely, extremely, extremely overweight. In 10 years, when they grow up, they're going to absolutely, totally overwhelm the U.S. medical system. USA Today states that in June 2011, that the experts were not sure why this disease, diabetes, is on the rise. Really? They don't know. Okay. So, they thought that maybe it had something to do with the fact that the type 2 diabetes is because you were obese and that your body had a lot of fat. Well, guess what? Fat cells need essential fatty acids to metabolize sugar. If you are an overweight person and you live in a culture that eats a lot of fish, what do they do in England? Fish and chips, right? Now, even if they are frying the fish, and we know that frying is not good, they are reducing their risk of type 2 diabetes. Why? Because even though they're overweight, they're still getting their essential fatty acids. And now that we know, those essential fatty acids are necessary to metabolize sugar. So if your medical doctor has no training, has no appreciation, no understanding for clinical nutrition, he or she is going to always get it completely wrong every single time. They've missed the boat, folks. They have missed the boat. Type 1 diabetes is also called insulin-dependent diabetes. Now, this is where your pancreas really slows down in its production of the hormone insulin. Type 1 usually happens during the first 20 years of life. Usually happens to our teenagers, but it can happen earlier, but usually in teens, okay? Type 1 diabetes is called insulin-dependent diabetes, but it's only 4% of worldwide diabetes. So what does that tell us? That the majority is type 2. Medical doctors believe that diabetes is an autoimmune disease. This is absolutely crazy. Absolutely insane. On the holistic side of the fence, we believe it's more related to drinking cow's milk, okay, in a child whose mother had celiac disease. Okay? Now, celiac disease is a disease that causes problems with the mother as she is trying to break down or to digest the milk protein. Hey, let's do this. Don't you guys dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and this is The Raw Truth. We'll be right back in two.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hello, everyone. Come celebrate our 8th anniversary Visionary Awards Luncheon Tuesday, July 1st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Suncoast Hotel. Our very special guest and speaker, James Cannon, will inspire and motivate you. James is the father of America's Got Talent, Nick Cannon. James will be available for book signings of his book, The Calling, and it's free with your ticket purchase. Chef Sharon Fraser will be at our Chef's Corner for the event. We have exhibits, live entertainment, raffle drawings, and group tables of 10 are available. For tickets, call us, 702-639-6964. Join us. We'll see you there.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth with me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And in the first part of the show, we were talking about the type 2 diabetes, and we're going to continue. Now, type 1 diabetes is also called insulin-dependent diabetes, and this is where your pancreas really slows down in the production of the hormone insulin. Type 1 usually happens the first 20 years of life, and it usually happens amongst teenagers, but it can happen earlier, but as I mentioned earlier, usually only in teenagers. Now, type 1 diabetes is called insulin-dependent diabetes, but it's only about 4% of all the worldwide diabetes. The majority of diabetes is type 2. Medical doctors believe that diabetes is an autoimmune disease. This is absolutely crazy. On the holistic side of the fence, what we believe is that it's related to drinking cow's milk, and it's related to the fact that the mom has had celiac disease and didn't even know it. With celiac disease, you're going to have antibodies to food. When you eat unknowingly wheat, barley, rye, and oats, you're going to begin to break down the lining, the intestinal lining of your intestinal tract that causes a condition that's called leaky gut. Now, when you have leaky gut, you must develop allergies to food. That's just the way it works. So mom, not knowing, happened to choose the wrong prenatal doctor during her pregnancy. Because we know the doctors are not trained in nutrition, so they would not have spotted this. So mom now has celiac disease and has antibodies to food. In this particular case, it happens to be cow's milk. Now, she passes those antibodies through the placenta to the baby. Now, the baby has allergies to the cow's milk that came from the mom. So what we're recommending is breastfeeding of the baby is going to reinforce those allergies. The antibodies to cow's milk are also in breast milk. So all we're doing is reinforcing those allergies, and they're passing from mom through the placenta to the baby. Because mom only had one choice for her medical care under the current system that we have, meaning the system that your insurance company will pay for, she developed an illness that she didn't even know that she had. Not only did she develop the illness, but she passed it on to her child, who now has antibodies to milk flowing through its bloodstream. Guess what happens when you have antibodies to milk floating around in your bloodstream? The beta cells in the pancreas that make insulin are destroyed. Those cells are very similar to the molecular structure of cow's milk protein. So the genesis or the beginning of a type 1 diabetic is chronic, undiagnosed celiac disease found in the mother. A milk allergy is transmitted to the child. When the child drinks milk, their body goes into a hyperactivity, creating antibodies which now destroy the pancreas, unknown to them, strictly by accident. So, if you are suspicious about your responses to cow's milk, please consider not breastfeeding. Err on the side of caution. You may want to look up goat's milk formula. Do your research on Google. It's goat's milk breast milk formula. Now, insulin-dependent diabetics, guess what? They need insulin. And in their need from insulin, they can inject one of three different types of insulin medications. One is Humalog, two, one is Humulin, and three, the third one is called Lantus. They also now have insulin pumps that are being sold through the use of sexy ads, and they're color coordinated and they match and they have bling, and you're being marketed to over a deadly and lethal disease. But you know what? Nobody says a word. Once you are diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic, you will always be a type 1 diabetic. However, through proper supplementation and aiding your insulin to be better utilized, you're now going to use less insulin on your part. Is this making sense to you guys? It's not rocket science. It's very simple. So for us to be treating this with drugs, you can see why it's not working. You can see why diabetes is on the rise. Because why? It's basically a nutritional deficiency. Drugs are not going to do it. So let's switch gears, and now let's talk about type 2 diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes usually is going to happen later on in life. Your pancreas is still making insulin. It just doesn't know how to use it. Now, back in 1957, Dr. Walter Mertz eliminated type 2 diabetes in mice by doing what? Supplementing with the mineral chromium, just like we talked about at the beginning of the show. His research shows that type 2 diabetes was caused by a chromium deficiency as well as other things. Now, chromium is a very peculiar mineral, and it's found in the soil or not. Okay? It's found in the soil or it's not. But according to the USDA, 90% of all Americans have a chromium deficiency. Gosh, I wonder if this could be a reason why type 2 diabetes is on the rise. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, if it happens in mice, It happens in humans. We can't say that we can cure diabetes, but we at Youngevity can say that we can cure it in animals. We can't say that we can cure it in humans. But in humans, guess what? We can make it go away 100% of the time. Does this make sense to you? This is making sense, right? So, question to you. So why don't the MDs want to fix this? Why don't they want to fix this state of type 2 diabetes that's plagued our nation? Because medicine in this country is a for-profit-driven industry. One type 2 diabetic patient treated for approximately 40 years, which is about the average lifespan of a type 2 diabetic patient, the medical industry is going to profit over $700,000 per patient. And that's going to be a combination of doctor's visits and other things that are associated with diabetes. Now, I just want to let you know, which is going to scare you even more, did you know that your doctor not only gets paid for the prescriptions that he writes, but when you finally are in your final stages and now you have to go on the dialysis machine, did you know that your doctor gets paid a commission for you to be hooked up to the dialysis machine and on that machine, boys and girls, you will die? So why wouldn't your doctors want to participate in your health? They are not going to give you chromium or any multiple mineral supplement that they can't patent so that they have the exclusive production rights to. And you know what? If you guys aren't mad as hell about this, then you're certainly not paying attention. If you're not mad as hell about this, then you're not paying attention. So, where is your pancreas? Well, your pancreas is a little above your navel or your belly button and to the left side of your body, towards the back of your body. Now, your pancreas secretes the hormone insulin along with many other things. Insulin is what your body uses to metabolize blood sugar. All tissues in your body are made of cells, whether they be skin, or bone, or mucus, brain cells, all cells have a membrane. And we talked about this last week in epigenetics, a membrane. And we're going to spell it B-R-A-I-N, or a wall that allows things to flow in and out of in order for the cells to do their work. Okay, so here we go. I want you guys to follow with me now. We eat something that has sugar or that the body turns into sugar. Now we have sugar in our blood, right? When there is sugar in the blood, the pancreas is now going to secrete the hormone insulin. Insulin floats through the body and binds to the cellular wall. So now we have sugar in the blood and insulin in the blood. The insulin is attracted to receptor sites on the cell wall, receptor sites that are specific for the hormone insulin. When insulin binds to a receptor site on the cellular wall, it sends a message from inside the cell. It signals for the door to open to allow the sugar to get in. It's like somebody rang the doorbell in the front of your house and the back door opens. Now, in order to multiply the message of opening the door throughout all the cells in your body, you need lots of minerals, especially chromium and vanadium. If you're mineral deficient, the insulin will bind with the receptor site. In other words, it'll ring the doorbell, but the door is going to stay shut. So as sugar accumulates in the cell, which makes more sugar in the blood, which means now the pancreas has to make more of the hormone insulin, the more insulin binds to the cell and rings the doorbell, the kitchen door continues to stay closed. which now makes sugar concentrations higher in the bloodstream, which now causes more insulin to be secreted by the pancreas. Then more insulin binds to the cellular wall, and it rings the doorbell, and again, the kitchen door stays closed. The average type 2 diabetic has approximately 300 times the amount of insulin in their blood after a meal with sugar than a normal person does. After a while, the amount of insulin gets so high in the blood that it forces its way into the cellular wall. It breaks down the cellular wall and starts to trickle into the cell. Now, this is not a good thing, because what happens is, over time, as you have more and more of the doorways on the cell being broken down because of the excessive amounts of insulin in the cell, guess what? The cell dies. This is why type 2 diabetes that is being treated by MDs will continue to suffer from macular degeneration, is what one of our major guys out here have, which is Steve Wynn. He suffers from macular degeneration. Also, you'll have retinopathy, where you start to lose vision, or you'll lose toes, or arms, or legs, etc. And why does this happen? Because cells are dying because of insulin. So what does your doctor do? Eventually, as a type 2 diabetic, he's going to give you insulin. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, folks? But guess what? It's no big deal, because all you have to do is provide the minerals that those cells need in order to open the door, chromium and vanadium. So then, when insulin binds to the receptor cell and rings the doorbell, guess what? The door opens up. You ring the doorbell with minerals, and the door opens up. Meanwhile, your doctors are racing around and scrambling around trying to find the type 2 diabetes defective gene. Okay, while we're out there fixing folks every single day utilizing mineral supplementation. Okay, now let's do this. Let's take a short break, because I'm going to continue on and we're going to talk about signs and symptoms of type 2 diabetes. Don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and you're listening to The Raw Truth Radio Show. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hello, everyone. Come celebrate our 8th anniversary Visionary Awards Luncheon, Tuesday, July 1st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Suncoast Hotel. Our very special guest and speaker, James Cannon, will inspire and motivate you. James is the father of America's Got Talent, Nick Cannon. James will be available for book signings of his book, The Calling, and it's free with your ticket purchase. Chef Sharon Fraser will be at our Chef's Corner for the event. We have exhibits, live entertainment, raffle drawings, and group tables of 10 are available. For tickets, call us, 702-639-6964. Join us. We'll see you there.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled Sharynne, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And before the break, we were talking about the importance of minerals, and that when you ring the doorbell with minerals, the door opens, allowing sugar in. But meanwhile, your doctors are running around and they're racing, trying to find the type 2 diabetes defective gene. Meanwhile, we're out there fixing folks every single day with mineral supplementation. So now let's talk about signs and symptoms of type 2 diabetes. Now, some of these happen every day, and we're probably not even aware that these are starting to show signs and symptoms of weakening. First of all, if you get sleepy after eating carbs, carbohydrates, or lots of sugar, insulin is piling up in the blood because it can't get into your cells efficiently. So in other words, falling asleep after you eat carbs or you've had sugar is a sign that insulin is piling up in your bloodstream and it cannot get into your cells efficiently. So you can be starting to show early signs and symptoms of type 2 diabetes. Number two, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're wide awake, it's because you are mineral deficient. So instead of the sugar going into the cells about an hour after you've eaten, it goes in and about 6 to 8 hours later, and that's what causes you to wake up in the middle of the night. And when you wake up, you're wide awake. Now, the third sign or symptom is weight gain around your belly. You are a type 2 diabetic waiting to happen. The blood test that your doctor will run is going to be a blood test that's called hemoglobin A-1C. It's also called glycolated hemoglobin, GLYCOLAT like Tom, ED, glycolated hemoglobin. If you are at the high end of normal as far as blood sugar levels go and your A1C, then you have syndrome X. If you are at the high end of normal, consider that you have syndrome X. And remember, we talked about diabetes has different names. Consider yourself diabetic. Now, we cannot cure diabetes in humans. We can't say that. But we can say that we have cured diabetes in animals. When we supplement the body, what we can say is in humans, we can make it go away 100% of the time. It's the Youngevity Healthy Blood Sugar Pack with the 90 essentials plus the sweeties, all dosed to you by body weight. Now, in the sweeties, we contain, guess what? Chromium and vanadium. And there's also another agent in there, cinnamon. We've already learned that our minerals are cofactored, and we know that we need all 60 minerals. We need all 90, okay, and we need the sweeties with the chromium, the vanadium, and the mystery ingredient of cinnamon. Cinnamon also helps to unlock that door. So if you're doing the Youngevity Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, what we recommend is to remove fruits, fruit juices, agave nectar, dried fruits, molasses, maple syrup, honey, or any concentrated sugar for at least 90 days. And this way, you're not falsely prompting your pancreas to react to sugar being in your bloodstream. Now, some of the non-glycemic index sweeteners that you can use, and you don't need to worry about them, would be xylitol. And xylitol comes from a tree. It's called birch tree xylitol. It's from the bark. It is a low glycemic index sweetener that comes from a tree. You don't need to worry about that too much. But the one thing you do need to be careful of is if you use a lot of xylitol, you will have loose bowels. It will create diarrhea. So just be careful. Birch tree xylitol. Another non-glycemic index sweetener is going to be organic erythritol, E-R-Y-T-H, like Harry, R-I-T, like Tom, O-L. And it must be organic, because my latest research is showing that non-organic erythritol is used as an insecticide to kill fruit flies. Now, you can also use organic stevia, and organic stevia is going to come from a plant. Now, if you're using Truvia, T-R-U-V-I-A, just know that that is a combination of genetically modified stevia in addition to non-organic erythritol. And we just discussed that if it's non-organic, that it's causing death in fruit flies. So you just want to be careful. So your choices for non-glycemic index sweeteners would be birch tree xylitol, organic erythritol, and organic stevia. We're not supporting the use of agave nectar any longer, because a lot of manufacturers now have found out that, you know, they can cut it, they can make money with it. When I first started doing raw food 12 years ago, organic agave nectar was fine, but now we're just not supporting it that much any longer. So I hope that this has given you a good overview of type 2 diabetes and the importance of chromium in the bloodstream. We now know that all of this is caused by a sensitivity from mom who unwittingly didn't know by eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats. We've learned that it will break down the lining of our intestinal tract, causing a condition called leaky gut. And because mom didn't have a lot of choices for her prenatal care during pregnancy, she ended up with celiac disease and has antibodies to food. And as we talked about in the example, it happened to be cow's milk. Now she's going to pass those antibodies through the placenta to the baby, and now the baby has allergies to cow's milk. Breastfeeding of the baby is going to reinforce the allergies. The antibodies to cow's milk are the same as the antibodies found in breast milk. And once again, because mom only had one choice for her medical care under the current system that we have, she developed an illness that she didn't even know that she had. She passed it on to her child, who now has antibodies to milk in its blood flowing through the bloodstream. We learned that what happens when you have antibodies to milk floating through your bloodstream, we learned that beta cells in the pancreas that help to make the insulin are destroyed. Why? Because they're very similar in their molecular structure to the cow milk protein. So it is our opinion that the beginning or the genesis of type 1 diabetes is basically chronic undigested celiac disease in the mother. A milk allergy is transmitted to the child, and when the child drinks milk, their body goes into hyperactivity, creating more antibodies, which help to destroy the pancreas. And all of this is done by accident and unwittingly by the mother. So we again are purporting that if you are suspicious about the response that you have to cow's milk, please consider not breastfeeding your child. You can look this up under goat's milk formula. You can do your research on Google under goat's milk breast milk formula. We also talked about insulin-dependent diabetics need insulin, and that they can inject three different types of insulin: Humalog, Humulin, or Lantus. And Lantus is going to be your fast-acting. That normally is injected in the evening before you go to bed. We also now have very sexy insulin pumps that are being sold through sexy ads, and they're colored, and they have all kinds of bling. And you know what? The way we're being marketed to this deadly disease through sexy ads and designer colors and bling. Nobody says a word. Not a word. Just know that once you are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, you are always going to be a type 1 diabetic. However, through proper supplementation, your insulin will be able to be utilized better and therefore will require you to use less insulin on your part. Now, we'll do a little recap here. Type 2 diabetes happens later on in life. Your pancreas is still making insulin. It just doesn't know what to do with it. And back in 1957, Dr. Walter Mertz actually eliminated type 2 diabetes in mice by supplementing with the mineral chromium. His research showed that type 2 was caused by the chromium deficiency as well as other things. And we also learned that chromium is a particular mineral that's either found in the soil or it's not. But according to the USDA, 90% of all Americans have a chromium deficiency. This makes sense. Think about it. One reason why type 2 diabetes is on the rise. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you one more time. If it happens in laboratory mice, then guess what? It happens in humans too. We can't say that we can cure diabetes, but we at Youngevity can say that we can cure diabetes in animals. We can't say that we can cure it in humans, but we can say in humans we can make it go away 100% of the time. I hope this makes sense for you. Does this make sense? So one more time, why doesn't your doctor want to fix this? Because our medical system here in the United States is a for-profit driven industry. Once a type 2 diabetic patient is being treated, and the treatment will last about 40 years, which is about the average lifespan, the medical industry will profit over $700,000 per patient. This explains why drugs don't work. And did you know that your doctor gets paid a commission? Particularly once you're placed on the dialysis machine. So he's probably shopping around to find out who pays the highest commission. So your doctor is being paid not only from the drugs that he's prescribing you, but from the surgeries, the amputations, all the supplies, and ultimately, the fact that he's going to write a prescription that's going to put you on a dialysis machine, and on that machine, boys and girls, there you will die. So why don't they want to participate? Why don't your doctors want to participate in your good health? They are not going to give up, and they're not going to prescribe chromium or any other multiple mineral supplement that they can't patent, that they can have exclusive rights to, so that they can go into production. Now, if this doesn't make you mad as hell, then I guess you're just not paying attention. So let's talk about one more time. Where is your pancreas? It's just above your belly button. And to the left of your body, toward the back of your body, behind your stomach. We talked about the fact that your pancreas secretes insulin, amongst other things. We learned that insulin is what the body uses to metabolize blood sugar. We also learned that all the tissues in the body are made of cells, whether they be bone cells, skin cells, mucus cells, brain cells. Every single cell has a membrane, B-R-A-I-N. In actuality, it's spelled M-E-M-B-R-A-N-E. But just like we talked about last week in epigenetics, just know that those cells have a membrane, B-R-A-I-N, and they basically run the show. So the membrane is designed to allow nutrition in and waste out. That's its function. So here we go. When we eat something that has sugar, and the body or the body can turn it into sugar, the pancreas then secretes insulin. And secreting the insulin, now the insulin starts to flow through the blood and it binds with the cellular wall. So when you have sugar in the blood and insulin in the blood, the insulin is attracted to the receptor sites on the cellular wall. The receptor sites are specific for insulin. So when the insulin binds to the receptor sites on the cellular wall, it sends a message from inside the cell. It signals for the door to open and let the sugar in. It's like someone who is ringing the doorbell in the front of your house and the back door opens. In order to multiply the message of opening the door throughout the cells, your body needs a lot of minerals. And we know that we cannot get this from our food. We also know that it must be supplemented, specifically chromium and vanadium. If you are mineral deficient, the insulin is going to bind to the receptors. It's going to ring the doorbell, but the door is going to stay shut. So sugar is going to accumulate in the cell, which makes it much more sugar in the blood, which now means the pancreas has to make more insulin, and it goes on and on and on. So now we know, boys and girls, what causes type 2 and type 1 diabetes. Well, guys, believe it or not, this is all the time we have for today. I hope you learned something. I appreciate you spending time with me today. And you know what? Let's do this again next week. And now you go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.